Sharuk, can I just start by saying it's so good to see you any part of the world, India, here in Melbourne, anywhere. Always good to see you.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you too.
Thank you. Sharuk, you're here, of course, to attend the Indian Film Festival of Melbourne. This is their 10th year. You know, the local papers, I don't know if you're aware of this, the local papers have said that there are fans of yours that have made plans and are booking themselves to be here this weekend from all over the region, not just from various parts of Australia, but all over the region. I guess you're sort of used to that.
No, it's sweet here because I came here many years ago when I came and shot Chak De India, and I've always avoided the film festival because I think I'm the last guy to be in festivals. I don't make cinema like this. I don't know what we are supposed to do, and giving my two bits about cinema, I find it awkward. But 10 years ho gaye, so I said no, I have to come, and yes, I'd like to see all the people here, and I hope people from all over come. So I can meet them at the screenings or wherever the chance is.
Do you have memories of making Chak De? You shot in Melbourne, actually.
Yeah, about 50 days. I have memories of the hotel we are staying in, Langham, and I remember it very clearly. And very lonely. I actually used to have so much time on my hand. I'd started writing my book here, and with the girls, because you know they were, how do I say it? I won't say non-actors, but they were absolutely mint fresh.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting being with them. It was really exciting being with them, all these young boys and girls. And most of the people were first, second time of film people.
Right.
And I'm very quiet and reticent in time. So I just used to roam the streets in the evening, not much to do, just get back into the room and sit down on my new laptop and write. So I have some very fond memories, plus the fact that I think Melbourne is one sporting community.
Yeah.
It has a whole commune where people like to play sports, encourages that. So that was very nice.
MCG is right here, right?
It's
right.
Biggest stadium in the world, yeah.
And you all shot there, apparently, for...
MCG we didn't shoot. MCG we didn't shoot. But MCG, I've not seen a match there. But yeah, it's the biggest cricket stadium, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
And Eden Garden used to be the second. Or they used to compete for this thing. It was right here. It's amazing.
And it's right here, yeah.
Rod Laver Stadium is here. And Australian Open Stadium.
You're receiving an honorary degree from La Trobe University tomorrow. Is that important for you? Is that a big deal?
Whenever you get doctorates, my assumption is it is being given for having worked hard in the field that you are a professional in.
Yes.
And then hopefully a part of it can be imparted to others. It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know how to react to it. This will be my fifth doctorate, I think.
Right.
So at this point
really
in time,
I'm
collecting them. It's like I'm more of a doctor than an actor.
Only because you've taken like a year off.
But I just feel what they very graciously, La Trobe has done is they're also sponsoring a girl every year.
That's right.
To come and get educated here. And I think that opportunity to me is really, really heartening.
Sure. You can be instrumental in that, yeah.
Just to get an opportunity to a girl student to come here. And Australia has some amazing universities and education system and La Trobe itself. So if a girl can come here every year and get an educational facility, which perhaps will enhance her life. I think for me, that was the happiest part of the doctorate. And of course, I'll get a certificate, which will make everyone think I'm more intellectual than I actually am.
Sharuk, you actually said that you wanted to take some time off to spend time with the family, to travel. That's what the last few months have been. You haven't made another movie since the last release. How has this time been sort of, you know, enriching? It's also the first time, right?
I don't know, I didn't even have a film. I was doing one and then that kind of fell through. And I just thought, normally when I'm doing a film, I have worked out the next film. And somehow I just didn't work out one, and suddenly I just don't have any filmmakers offering me films to do.
That's not true, because so we know that we know.
It's not enriching or anything, it's just nice. It's not even a big deal. I think initially when I go on Twitter and all, then everybody's writing, oh, iska birthday pe announce hoga.
Correct. Everyone's speculating now, yeah.
Yeah, and in the speculation, I think I've done more films than I've ever done in my life when I was actually doing them.
They've attached every filmmaker's name, right?
Every film I'm doing.
Shankar's underwater film, today, Rajkumar Hirani's film.
Yeah,
none
there's
of
so
these?
Many. I've not signed any film as yet. I've been hearing a lot of stories, actually, not just for me. Just for production and all.
Sure.
So I've been hearing lots of stories, yeah. I don't know myself here. I wanted to do an action film. Then I want to do a fun film. So I don't know. I've not given it thought. I'm okay actually.
But did this time off sort of, I mean, I don't know, does it give perspective? Does it help you decide what you want to do next? I mean, what does it do?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to make the same mistakes I've made the last few years. And I think it's not at all going to teach me anything different. It won't give me any perspective. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, if I got perspective, if I was able to differentiate between good and bad, if I could somewhere realize what I actually should be doing to get it right, I think it'll get so boring. Mm-hmm. It'll be like a trope. It'll be nonsense.
So you enjoy the sort of discovery?
I'm not even discovering it. I just do the film that comes into my heart. I've sure. always been like this.
Yeah.
People don't believe it because, you know, you reach a certain status and people think, oh, there must be a lot of thought going into this and he must be planning this. I've never planned it. I'm just happy that I have time to come to Melbourne. Go down and, you know, spend some time with my daughter in New York.
Correct.
Go to Trinidad and Tobago, watch some cricket match.
True.
And it's not like I'm holidaying. I'm really working hard.
Right.
But I'm working on a lot of stories
things,
and films to make for production.
Right.
And it's nice, not to have this whole stress of writing a film for me. Not that I wrote it.
Mm.
And not that I write it very well.
But you know, but actors can sometimes get sort of restless. I don't want to use the word insecure, but you know, when, I mean, not at your stage, you won't, but just not knowing what next. I don't think it's about an actor thing. It's about humans, actually. No? Just not knowing what we're going to do next. Do you feel like you're at that place?
I have an amazing personality, which very few people know.
Okay.
I'm extremely active. Or I can be completely dormant.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't have a window shopping spree in me.
Okay.
I don't do the midsection.
Right. So I'm an extremist.
I'm genuinely an extremist. Like you say this, you know, a lot of people think this about me because I work so hard.
Yeah.
Sir, aap kaam ke bina nahi baithoge.
Correct.
People don't know. I can just be in my shorts with my hair standing, just lying down in one place. I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
I think there are very few people in this world who are so restlessly peaceful as I am.
Okay.
I'm the most restlessly peaceful man in the world.
Right.
I have huge peace, huge patience, and huge restlessness. It's I'm not hyper.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have never done that. Actually, you know, when people say, oh, you have so much energy. Mm. I really don't. I have extremely relaxed energy.
Okay.
So if I come into my energy, will never disturb a room.
Right.
My energy will invoke happiness in a room.
Right.
So when people say it, I don't correct them. Are you coming? So much. No, it's not that. My energy is not going to be uncomfortable. Oh, shit, man, he's moving so much. No, my energy just makes you happy.
Right.
It's never been restless. And I'm extremely, and suddenly, like, it could be. I land back from Melbourne and I could be going on a set and going mad and working.
Sure.
So I let it play out like it should.
Okay. You know, you've not maybe gone on the set acting for a few months, but you've been very active and very busy as a producer because you had, the company had Badla, of course, which was a success. You'll have now The Bard of Blood, which is a Netflix series, which will go on soon. And you've just announced that you're remaking Money Heist into a film.
Huh.
Plenty things going on the production front.
I don't think Money Heist, is a rumor.
Okay.
Money Heist, we are not doing in the film. We have Bard of Blood, we've got Patrick's Betal,
right.
That horror thing,
right.
It's very scary, I went on the sets.
Oh nice, yes.
We have Class of 83 with Bobby,
right.
Which Atul is directing. Yeah. And then I was working on one other series for Netflix, I think.
Mm.
We're sitting and chatting on that. So I've actually, you know, I really like the system of Netflix and this writer's room thing.
Yeah.
So I've created a lot of writer's room and I just go and hang with them.
Right.
And I was thinking even for my film I'll do that. But for Hindi films, I don't think you get enough writers to get into a writer's room. Normally just the director writes it.
But does the format excite you, Shahrukh, as an actor? Do you think that if something came along, you'd be open to kind of doing a Netflix show?
Actually, yeah, nothing's been offered to me. But you know, I'm a television actor. Yeah. I mean, to me, the platform's never been...
Never matter, right.
I would love to do it. If there is something that excites me, I would do it, even a film for Netflix. But
right.
Nobody's offered yet.
I don't think anyone thinks of you as a small. I think you can't kind of capture him in a small screen anymore.
I just saw Irishman here.
Right.
The teaser, awesome, man. It's a $200 million film.
True.
Martin Scorsese making it.
Correct.
De Niro and Al Pacino together.
Right.
And it's going to come on Netflix. So how does that make it small? I think it's really cool, man.
Sure.
If you could see it. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting. So I don't think that really makes a difference now. Yeah. I mean, what would happen in India? They can release the film on Friday and Monday they'll put on Netflix.
Right.
3 days,
right.
Maybe 5 days.
Correct. There's ways to work around that.
There's ways to work around that. I don't think the maturity of a film should be judged just by the fact that it's going to come on Netflix or not. Right. I think you can put anything anywhere.
Right. You know, because you're here or because you're out of your country, I want to ask you a question. You know, because you're a star who has been instrumental and whose films have been instrumental in opening markets and creating new markets, what do you think it is about our cinema that is unique to our cinema that speaks a universal language and that makes our films sort of, you know, appealing even to, you know, now to audiences that are not just Indian audiences?
So I'll answer it in two parts. Okay. First part, I'll tell you what actually is the honest truth.
Right, yeah,
which
yeah.
is, every fifth person in the world is Indian.
That's true.
So you are going to
correct
find
just
Hindi
by
films
virtue of that.
By virtue of that, that, you know, four people go and one guy is seeing a Hindi film. And I think then they cross-pollinate.
Right.
And then there is a lot of interaction. And then, you know, you make friends. So every one Indian, and Indians are all friendly people.
True.
And we are relationship people. So every one Indian person has 10 friends.
Right.
So we take over 10 times. So that's one part. The second part of it is, I think we have a very unique cinema. That's why it's kind of outlasted Hollywood.
Yeah.
Not taking, I mean, there's a danger now. But I think, you know, our cinema has kind of stood the test of time uniquely local.
Right.
All True. The other films, you know, like European cinema, I should not say it, but a lot of countries which were great cinema filmmakers have suddenly gone down because Hollywood has taken over.
Right.
And they have just, you know, niche films left. We are not. We are making popular films in India.
Right.
Because ours is extremely unique. So
True.
Even if Marvel Comics does well here,
right.
You never see Iron Man singing Lungi Dance, Lungi Dance, Lungi Dance.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
Though chances are if I play Iron Man, we can have a Lungi Dance in a Hindi film.
Right.
So I think the uniqueness, apart from the songs, makes it very relevant to Indians.
Right.
And again, if you're 1.3 billion people,
True.
That relevance holds a lot more water
right.
than if you were just only 25 million people. So I think our cinema is unique. It spreads out more because we are all over the place. Plus, even if I wasn't an Indian, I think just the uniqueness is very attractive. And I think emotionally, we are over-soaked with emotion. And that's something that is losing that is losing out in a lot of films now.
Right.
You know, films are more subtle,
yeah.
Creatively okay, allow the audience to
right.
think and feel for themselves.
Correct.
Indian films, they take you by the scruff of the neck as a cry with us,
right.
laugh with us,
Correct.
Fall with us, joke with us. So I think that uniqueness, you know, very Comedy de la Arte, Punch and Judy,
right.
Theatrical.
Right.
I think it has its own uniqueness.
Sure.
I think that's what is very attractive. And the emotional content of it, everybody at a certain point in time wants to have a good cry.
Yeah.
And our films,
that's true, actually, yeah.
our films do offer that a lot.
True. Finally, Sharad, the kids start to take baby steps towards a career in film. I mean, now that you've been spending, so you've had more time to spend with them, I mean, has there been sort of wisdom being passed on?
Not at
How
all.
How good Aryan was, you know, you're doing the Lion King voices, which was,
it was fun,
such a lovely, yeah.
Because we'd done incredible.
That's right, as kids. He's grown as well since.
Yeah, so it was really nice. Also, he wants to be a filmmaker. So what I told him, you know, we have friends, obviously,
yeah.
Karan and everyone. I've told him whichever aspect of film that he can go and learn. So the other day I met Ravi Varman. So I told him go and
learn camera.
Hang camera with him.
Yeah.
So he's been doing that. I think one part which was going to get missed out is all this, you know, dubbing.
Yeah.
It's also very unique to India. We
Correct.
Dub a lot more than,
than
other
the
films.
Other, yeah.
So I wanted him to come and just hang. So we had seven, eight days of just 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Nice.
Amazing time together.
He's also a night bird like you?
Yeah. So we used to go at 8 o'clock, just sit there and nice. Jam. And he used to play the guitar. And there was this amazing set of people. You know, Mona, who was helping us with the dubbing and
right.
everyone. So we had a great time. I think that was important for him. He's got another year and a half of film school, which is a big course here, 4-year course. And then Swana is going to Tishna, and she
nice.
Wants to act. She's right now at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
Nice.
So she's doing theatre, she's got coloured face, she's doing some mime and all.
Nice.
So it's good fun. I think the most important part of them growing up is that I should not impose
right.
my ideas on them, because mine are so set. Mine have now kind of nearly been fully cultivated.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's cultivated, it's already there, then I'm here to give my yeoman service to Indian film industry with
right.
my cultivated, amazing talent.
Right.
Why just get it duplicated to them? Let them learn something.
And discover
and
their
think,
own, yeah.
And more than discover, you know, Rajiv, I think it's very important, at least I believe that, maybe it's old-fashioned, but I think it's very important for every actor and actress, every filmmaker and storyteller, every person who critiques, to start giving back something to the film industry, bring something new to it.
Right.
So for example, if today you are starting a new show, it should have, you've already done what you have done. You know your
right.
bone,
right.
you know
yeah.
how
yeah.
to gnaw it, bury it, take it out again.
Correct.
But now you need to bring in and give something new as a critical appraisal of cinema person. Then I think as actors, as filmmakers, my kids, in case they wish to come in, they have to bring something new. They can't live off the stuff their father has
been
managed to do. So I think it's important they bring in new. And if I impose myself, they won't be able to. Let them just go.
Right.
Bring in something radical and weird and strange and wrong maybe.
Right.
But it should be newer than what I've been able to give.
Right. Well, with you looking over, I suspect they know that they've got someone wise standing behind.
I'm the worst person who should look over. I should not have any influence on my children. I think the only one I should have, I'm thinking, is to train Abraham to be mad like me. I think Aryan and Suhana
are
very sensible. They're very, very sensible, and they should not. Actually, they also don't allow me to. You know, if I was to tell them, they just look at me and say, S-R-K. Actually, I've done it. I think they should do it on their own. My influence should not come on them. Abraham, yes. I'll teach him how to be the king.
But looking forward to whatever you decide to do next. Very excitedly waiting.
Yeah, inshallah, I'm also actually. What month is this? August now.
We're in August,
September, October.
So the birthday announcement's not coming, or it just could.
No, it could come tomorrow.
Tomorrow, wow, okay.
But I don't think. See, even if it comes tomorrow, it's not a film that I've worked on as yet.
Right.
I may have an idea, but I want to do an action film,
Okay.
So I want to kick some ass.
Nice.
Do some boxing bit. Do some one-liners.
Nice.
Rishte mein tum tumhare baap lagte hain, kind of thing. But I don't know. Nobody's written. Actually, that's the struggle. Nobody writes an action film for me. So let me just invite this.
Yeah, use this as
any person who's got an action film for me. My Twitter handle is at IMSRK.
And you read everything, yeah?
I read everything. So please send in your scripts, 2 lines. Then I will already give it to Rajiv to do a critical appraisal of them. If he gives it 4.5
That's
stars.
Pressure,
is that how you say it? 4.5 stars? So if he gives it 4.5 stars, then I'm going to take on to an action film. So of course, whatever
Rajiv says.
Rajiv says.
Who better qualified
than Rajiv to give me a action film thumbs up.
Thank you, Shahrukh. Cannot wait to watch this action film. Thank you. Always a
thank
pleasure.
You, God bless
thank you.
Thank you.